Well, hello everybody and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and if you have a Bible question or a life issue you'd like to discuss, we have an open line for you right now at 844-322-2742. Whether the U.S. or Canada, it's toll-free, 844-322-2742. Give us a call right now if you've got something you'd like to discuss, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, we all have a problem with sin. We're all dealing with it. We're all questioning it. We're wondering what to do when we sin and all of these sort of things. And the problem with that is we start to feel guilty. Mm-hmm. We start to wonder if God's going to punish us, if we've crossed a line where we're beyond the reach of God's forgiveness, if we're beyond the reach of God's grace. And that's a terrible place to be mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
The guilt just starts bubbling up inside of us. It weighs us down. We start to feel ashamed of ourselves, and all of these sort of things follow suit with trying to figure out what to do with sin. And here's the deal. Christ has already dealt with sin. God has already condemned sin in sinful man. He's already done something with it in Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. He bore our sins in his body, as Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15 as far as the gospel. Jesus Christ died for our sins in accordance with Scripture. That's the good news of the gospel. So there's nothing for us to do. God has already done what was necessary to do in Jesus. He condemned sin in sinful man. But we still have this issue. And John writes about that in his first letter. And he says, "My little children, I am writing these things so that you may not sin. You're in fellowship with God. He's in fellowship with you. You're in Christ. Christ is in you. His seed is in you. So this is truth. So you have a new life. Now just live that new life by faith in Jesus Christ."
Yeah.
But he says, if you do sin, if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Now, he's not advocating for us in front of God the Father. He becomes our advocate. He speaks to us. He speaks truth to us through his Spirit. And here's what he's going to remind us of, that he is the propitiation for our sins, that he was the satisfaction, that he was the mercy seat. He mm-hmm. was the place where your sin was dealt with once and for all, and therefore you stand before him as righteous. Mm-hmm. You've been given, imparted, imputed his very righteousness. So he is the propitiation for our sins. And listen to this, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Whole world.
So Christ died for all sins. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we start to think that our sin is much bigger than the grace of God. And I think this puts it in perspective.
Right.
Your sins are just small in number compared to the sins of the entire world.
For all time.
And Jesus' sacrifice was the propitiation for all sin, for the sins of the world. So it gives credence to what Paul had to say in Romans chapter 5, so that where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. We can't out-sin the grace of God. We can't sin ourselves beyond the reach of God's grace. We can't cross that line. So wherever sin may take us, God's grace is going to be there and will be the very thing that gets us back on the right track. So recognize that where sin abounds, and where if you think that you're the chief of sinners, that you've taken that number one spot, and that you have out-sinned the grace of God, let these passages be an encouragement to you that God condemned your sin, but not only yours, the sins of the entire world at that cross 2,000 years ago, and now he's pouring out his grace upon us in the person of Jesus Christ. And that grace is bigger than all of your sin and all of the world's sin, and that's good news.
And that is good news. That's what you hear each day on Basic Gospel, everybody, and we're glad to be here to proclaim that truth with you. We'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742, both the U.S. and Canada. That's 844-322-2742. So if it's roughly 5 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, your best opportunity to call right now and speak directly with Bob Christopher and Bob Davis. We're here for you, 844-322-2742. And friends, your partnership with us here at Basic Gospel has made a difference for our people around the world, and our hope is to reach as many people as possible by every means available, and we need your help to make that happen. People everywhere need to hear of this grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Please go online to basicgospel.net and make the largest gift you possibly can to help us get this message out. And when you give this month, be sure to request your copy of Gateway to Grace, a 6-message series with a study guide to equip you to stand firm in the truth of God's grace. Just click donate at basicgospel.net and request your copy of Gateway to Grace. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net.
Well, Bob, and here's what your contributions will mean in the lives of people. We received this encouraging note from Tam just recently, and she had this to say: "This ministry freed me from legalism, helped me find my identity in Christ, and led me into my relationship with God." Now, that's a powerful story.
I'll see.
And that's the kind of story that you're participating in, that you're helping make happen through your gifts to Basic Gospel. We're simply proclaiming the good news. We're simply lifting up the person and work of Jesus Christ. And God's Spirit is connecting that message to the listeners, to people who are tuned in. Mm-hmm. And this is the kind of result that it's bringing. This is the kind of story it's starting to author in the lives of people, freeing them from legalism, helping them find their identity in Christ, and leading them into a relationship with God through Jesus Christ the Son. Mm. That's worth every dollar you can invest as far as this gospel of Jesus Christ is concerned.
What a testimony. We appreciate so much hearing from her. Thanks. And was it Pam or Tam?
Tam.
Tam. Tam, great to hear from you. Thank you for the encouragement that you are to us here at Basic Gospel. Well, once again, 844-322-2742. And Bob, we had this call that came in overnight.
This is Joy from California. And I have a question regarding an acquaintance of mine. He is a Christian, but he claims he is schizophrenic and is on medication. He's functional, but is on medication. Now, my question to you is, would you consider that he could get well by renewing his mind, by reading the Word of God and absorbing the Word of God and attempting to live the Word of God? I would love for him to get an answer to that. I believe that he could, by studying the Word of God, absorbing it, and attempting to live it out by the power of the Holy Spirit, and then bypass all of that schizophrenic confusion. So thank you for your answer. Bye-bye.
Well, Joy, thanks for asking that. And boy, there's a lot of mental issues that are out there that people are dealing with, and certainly, you know, the medical community is making an attempt to help in those endeavors. But Joy, you know, your encouragement to your friend is to encourage him to get into the Word of God and to allow the power of God's Word to renew his mind. But the purpose of that is to get to know God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son. That's the purpose of the Word of God. God has revealed himself to us in the pages of this Bible, has revealed himself to us in the person of Jesus Christ, and he is inviting us to know him, to experience a relationship with him. Now, that relationship becomes transformational in our lives, but the real purpose is getting to know him. And as we get to know him, our minds get renewed. We begin to see things from God's perspective instead of our own. And so your encouragement to your friend is to simply get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as you open up the Word of God and allow the Spirit of God to take the things of the Lord Jesus and make them known unto you. So that is the purpose. Now, a lot of people go into the Word and say, hey, I have this mental issue. I have this emotional crisis, and I want to get help for this emotional crisis. And I think that's the wrong reason to go into the Word of God. God, this book is God's testimony about His Son. So as John wrote, there could have been so much more I could have written. And if I had written everything, it would, I don't know how many volumes that would take up. But these things that have been written so that you can know that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that through Him you can have life in His name. So it's all about receiving life. So I think that's where you start. You ask your friend, has he ever really received the life of Christ? Because that's what this gospel is all about. That's what this Bible is all about, bringing us to that point where we recognize that in Jesus is real life. Yeah. And we receive that life, and then we receive Him. He comes to live inside of us, and then He can begin that transformational process of renewing our mind. Now, as far as the schizophrenia, just let God deal with his mind in renewing him with truth.
Right.
And I think he's under a doctor's care. He needs to stay under a doctor's care. And as he grows in grace, grows in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, as his mind gets renewed, then a doctor can make a decision on how to treat him moving forward.
Yes.
So encourage him to get in the Word of God, encourage him to open up this Bible, to get to know Jesus Christ, to understand his love, to understand the forgiveness that is there in Christ, mm-hmm. understand about being a child of God, having a new identity in Christ, and having the Holy Spirit living inside to empower him to live as a child of God in this world of darkness. And as he grows in those things, those aspects of the faith, those essential truths, we'll let the results kind of speak for themselves.
Absolutely. Joy, appreciate your heart in reaching out on behalf of your friend, and we hope that he will hear the message that comes through. Well, again, open lines 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and Canada. We would love to hear from you, 844-322-2742. Another call that came in overnight was this one, Bob.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. My name is Tony in Taylor, Michigan. I'm wondering what your viewpoint is in regards to the victory that the pro-life group achieved in, I believe it's South Carolina, I'm not sure, where the Supreme Court decided to defund abortion in that state. Do you think this might be a landmark in this country that establishes getting back to certain moral values that we adhere to in the past? God bless you guys. Terrific program you have. I'll be listening.
Tony's a real encouragement to us.
Yes, he is. Well, Tony, thanks for calling and posing that question on the broadcast today. Certainly, we are very excited about lots of decisions that have been made on the state level. I think 13 different states have put forth laws that will prohibit abortion in late term and that sort of thing. Some others have made it almost impossible to do an abortion in their state, and certainly this South Carolina thing that Tony was mentioning. These are all wonderful decisions that are being made on the governmental level.
Yeah.
And it's certainly saying to the world that we value life. We value life from the conception all the way to the end. And certainly as you look into the Word of God, you see how God values life. He so loved us that he sent Jesus to die in our place so that we could have eternal life. So we see his disposition toward humans, which are the highest of his creation. So as we see these decisions being made, it means we're just aligning ourselves or moving that line of morality closer and closer to what God's disposition toward humanity is. And whenever that happens, that's going to be a positive thing.
Indeed.
for our country. So, yes, We're excited, as you are, Tony, and thank you for your passion there. We certainly appreciate it.
Indeed we do. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. And, you know, it starts in 9 days. You know what I'm speaking of? The Simply Grace Conference, a perfect venue to immerse yourself deeply in the grace that we live in every day as believers. The truth is, we will never be able to fully grasp the depth of His grace, so there's no ceiling in what we can learn about His grace. Join us Friday evening and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, here in Louisville, Texas, the ministry's hometown here in the Dallas area. Information and registration online at basicgospel.net/events. Again, that's basicgospel.net/events for the Simply Grace Conference coming up in just 1 week and 2 days from right now.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and I think it's going to be a great time. And I love the venue. It's a beautiful room that we're going to be in. It's just going to be perfect for sharing together in this life that we have in Christ Jesus,
right,
and the grace of God that's been poured out upon us in Christ Jesus. And to really, we're going to, you know, take the Lord's Supper together at the end of this. And so really participate in something that shows the bonds that we have, not only to God through Christ, but to one another as a body of believers. So it's just going to be a very, very special time. This grace of God, there's no other message like it. And it is the reason for everything.
Yeah.
It's the reason why there's something and not nothing. You know, science and philosophers, they've been asking that question for hundreds and hundreds of years. They're scratching their heads, trying to figure out why we exist, why we're here instead of not being here.
Yeah.
And, of course, science today, they're trying to find a natural or materialistic answer to that as to the whys. And they're just pushing God out of the equation. But no matter what they discover, that doesn't take away the fact that the reason we're here is because God wanted us to be here. God desired to create, and so He created, and here we are.
Here we are.
And that's the reason. That is the reason. Well, that's a story of grace. And in this new creation, the fact that we're made new in Christ, it's the story of grace continued, and in a way that changes us forever. So this is an incredible opportunity for you to take a deep dive into the grace of God, to open up this word and to see that it is the overarching story from start to finish. And it will truly change your perspective on everything in life. It will just reach deep down into the heart and give you an appreciation and a love for God like you've never had before.
Indeed. Well, the Basic Gospel staff will be here. I'll be there at the conference 6th and 7th of September. And if you've spoken with any of them on the phone, you'll be able to meet them, shake their hands, and say howdy, as we say in Texas. And, of course, Bob, you and I both will have family members there as well. So we're excited about that.
Yes, indeed.
We had this call also that came in overnight. Let's listen to it.
Hi, I have a question in Luke. And it's about the parable of the persistence. And it starts from chapter 11, verse 5 through 13. Could you explain that to me, please? Thank you.
Well, that's a great passage of Scripture. And it's talking about, you know, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be open to you, for everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. And so the persistence, that story is saying, hey, if you haven't found what you're looking for, you know, keep seeking, keep knocking, keep doing all of those sort of things. And what he's saying is that you're going to find what you're seeking in the person of Jesus Christ. As he says, what father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father? So he turns it all and points it right back to the heavenly Father and says, hey, your heavenly Father has something for you, and he wants to give it to you. And what is that gift? It is the gift of the Holy Spirit. So this is a story about salvation. And all of us, before we come to know Christ, we're seeking, we're searching, we're looking, trying to find answers to the human dilemma. We want to know answers to those questions. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? We're trying to find something that will fill that emptiness that is deep within each and every one of us.
Right.
And we find something, we think that's going to satisfy, and it doesn't. We go on to the next thing, and we think that's going to satisfy, and it doesn't. And we keep that quest moving and moving and moving until we find Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when we find Jesus, we're given the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit fills that void, that emptiness that was deep inside of us, and makes us complete and whole as human beings. So that's God's desire for you. That's God's desire for every one of us, to make us complete and whole in Christ Jesus, to give us that identity that we've been searching for, an identity that can never be shaken, can never be taken away, that will endure forever, to give us a sense of purpose, that we belong to God, that we're one of the people of God, we belong to the Church of Jesus Christ, and that we have Christ living inside of us to do and to will of his good pleasure in and through us. That's purpose, and we have this great hope that when we die, we're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. That's what this gift of the Holy Spirit means to each and every one of us, that we're complete, that we're whole, that we've found satisfaction in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
Indeed. Well, again, it's Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. It's Basic Gospel, and we are coming down toward the end of the program. But I had this question, Bob, from Kevin. He says, I've been studying on the subject of one God, the Trinity. Over and over, Scripture says God is one, or one God. The Amplified Bible Classic Edition says God is only one person. If God is a trinity of persons, then why doesn't Scripture tell us that God is three or three persons instead of God is one or one person? That's the question from Kevin.
Well, it does tell us that it's one God manifested in three persons. So we have one God. So we see that as a singular, but he's manifested in as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we're not going to find a verse that says, hey, you know, God is one, yet he is manifested in three persons. But we see that revealed from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
So time and time again, we see God as God the Father. We see God as God the Son. We see God as God the Holy Spirit. And yet all throughout, we see that God is one. So God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, in essence, are all the same, one and the same, but they have distinct purposes, and we see that throughout the Word of God.
Yeah.
So God the Father, you know, has kind of put this whole thing together. He reaches out and calls Jesus Christ, set us apart through his shed blood on the cross, and God the Spirit applies all of that to us in regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
So we see the importance of the Trinity just in our own salvation, how they all have different aspects of that work that are carried out on our behalf. But it's one God doing it through God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Indeed. And thank you, Bob, for that. And Kevin, thank you for your question. We appreciate hearing from our listeners. Friends, I want to remind you that when you give to support Basic Gospel in August, you'll receive the 6-CD audio series and study guide called Gateway to Grace. You've probably noticed that this is a grace-filled month here at Basic Gospel, and we want to help you tap into the grace-filled reservoir at Basic Gospel. So click donate at basicgospel.net to make your gift, and we'll say thanks by sending you this wonderful study, Gateway to Grace. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net. Between now and tomorrow's broadcast, I hope that you'll do what some of our listeners have done for today's broadcast, and that is drop us a voicemail if you have a question or something you'd like us to discuss. 844-322-2742 is the number. Again, 844-322-2742. And if you'd rather write your question, you can send an email to bob@basicgospel.net. That's bob@basicgospel.net. Also, remember the Simply Grace Conference, now just 9 days away from here in our ministry hometown of Louisville, Texas. Visit basicgospel.net/events for all of the information. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow at the same time, same station for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.